the fence. Here he is, turning it away on the onside. There's no run. Amos is there at mid-wicket fielding. It's tossing up to Arnold, who's at mid-on. Row 98. 184 for one. Crowd anticipating this century. You can hear the beating of the bottles in the background, the throw hand clapping. Row two away from this century as Willis comes into Bolton now from the southern end. And for this ball, Rowe is driving back along the pitch to bowler field, to his own bowling, tosses the ball high into the air as he does so, following through. So Rowe is kept for 98. Tension just mounting here for a short while as we wait to see if Rowe can get these two runs, complete that elusive century. Breeze ruffles his shirt, he taps away at the crease now, and Willis comes into Boswin. Row 98. Looks for the drive, comes off the inside edge, this could be it, it goes down back to the square, there's one, there's a second, and that's it. The crowd is invading the ground, the crowd is invading the ground, and the batsmen have gone for two, they're invading the ground, they've come onto the ground in their hordes. There are hundreds of spectators all over the ground, they're coming onto the pitch. My goodness gracious, this is really not what we had hoped for. They're all over the pitch, the policemen are trying to get them away. This really is what we had hoped against, but which we had feared. And Rowe is being mobbed. Spectators are all over the pitch, the police are getting them away. They're getting them away pretty quickly, but they came all over the pitch there, and Rowe has lost his cap apparently. He seems to be very shaken indeed. Oh my goodness gracious, this is certainly what we didn't want. Should have been a magnificent moment in Test cricket in Barbados, with Rowe getting his century. Here, for the first time outside of Sabina Park, has been spoiled by the fact that the spectators allowed their exuberance to get the better of them, came onto the pitch, ran across it.
Well, let me get and see. Perhaps this second double century by Lawrence Rowe. He scored, as I needn't remind any Jamaican, nor I'm sure anybody watching on this ground, he scored 200 in his first test match innings, 214 to be precise. Followed it up with 100 not out in the second. And now, having got his first century outside Sabina Park, he has gone on to the score of 197. Now Greg is going to resume, still bowling his flourish off spinners off quite a long run. Right arm over the wicket, he bowls to Rowe, it's outside the off stump. And Rowe lets it go through to Alan Knott. There's a slip and a leg slip. A deep third man, a whitish cover, Tenez is filling somewhere between cover point and extra cover. A mid-off, a mid-on, a mid-wicket. One man just forward of square on the leg side, and a deep backward square leg. As Greg, tall, fair-haired, runs into bowl to Rowe. This is a ball of full length, and Rowe turns it away off his legs, as he's done with such fluency so often in this innings. But straight this time to Fletcher, who is out there at wide mid-wicket. No run. Back goes Greg as this cacophony of noise continues. Constant rhythm going in the stands. Greg comes loping in, bowls to Rowe, who goes onto the back foot, plays it out on the side, just the ball just running off the wicket, and Amos comes in from the wicket to field. Rowe, a patient, assured there, worried less than most by landmarks like this, I'm sure. Greg again, taking his time, back at his mark, as Rowe settles down, and Greg comes in, right arm over the wicket, shadow looking immensely long. He bowls to Rowe, goes for a drive outside the off stump. He's got one or two here, as Boycott comes in off the third man boundary. Some of the crowd are running onto the field, but they're premature. It's only two, the police, who are circling round the ground at intervals, I suppose, of about 10 yards, trying to prevent a further invasion of the pitch, such as we had when Rowe reached his 100, and then again when Kelly Turan got his 100. 199 then to row. The field now closing in to stop the single. 382. For 2 wickets, the West Indies. As this immense rhythmical roar comes up from the crowd. In comes Greg to bowl the row. And this is his runner. And row leans away in a gesture of slight frustration there. It's a bit like the start of a horse race. This. Everybody's straining at the leashes. Here's Greg in again. Almost like a slow motion film. He bowls to row, comes forward. No ball calls on by Sang Hugh. Which seems somehow... an irrelevance to the situation, but the fact remains that it puts the score up to 383 for 2 and is yet another no ball in this match of no balls. A record number has been delivered in this match. The score tells me that now 300 runs have come up today in exactly 300 minutes. Couldn't be neater. Here's Greg again, bowls to row, goes for an off drive, doesn't get it past, but off. Willis is there, gets down on one knee and watches it studiously into his hands. Row just adjusts his cap. Difficult to believe that he can't be feeling some emotion out there, some nervousness, the nervous 190s, not something I've ever experienced. I shouldn't think many other people have. But no doubt they're just as bad as the nervous 90s. 199 years, here's Greg. Bowls to him, and Rhodes drives, trying to hit this out on the offside. He comes a little off the inside edge, runs down wide of the wicket, and Greg feels, and that's the end of the over. So everybody takes a deep breath. And the latest score here at Kensington Hall is defensively, and I think it would be appropriate if a West Indian was at the microphone when this historic landmark is reached. If it is reached, Sir Craig Walker, it's all yours.
Well, thank you, Chris. It's Paul Cox then into row, rows 199, and he gets his 200. A quick run there to mid-on. The ball hits the stumps. Well, I think he's home. There's an appeal from the fieldsman, and Row is now looking whether the crowd will come on. So I think the police have things in hand. Row is running off the field. He's not out by any means, but he's running away from the crowd. But the police have things in hand here. The number of them on the field. Row is 200. And what an unfortunate situation that one has to see this type of thing on a cricket field. Well, Row is there, 200. He must be very pleased with himself, but a little bit scared of being mobbed by the crowd. So I can see just about 15 policemen around him, about 7 or 8 inspectors, and all is clear because the policemen are taking Row back to the pitch because he ran about halfway to the pavilion to try and get away from the crowd. But there's still a lot of people around the ground. There are a few ladies, a few men all over the ground, and one fellow taking his shirt and doing all sorts of PT exercises, enjoying himself, I think, to the delight of some of the spectators. So they're very pleased with themselves, and the policemen are now walking off. Some of the spectators are also going off, and Row is back to his mark. And what was in fact amazing, with Row getting his 200, there was hardly very much applause because everybody was so anxious to see what this crowd would do. Well, he did get his 200, a very good innings indeed. I'll give you some statistics. Row's 200, it came in 414 minutes. He hit 25 fours and 1 6 and faced 280 balls. A very good innings indeed by Lawrence Row.
Coming in with this long striding, measured run-up, goes to Row, goes on the back foot, square cuts. It'll be one or two runs depending on the velocity of Boycott's throw, but he's very languid as he goes around the boundary there, Boycott, just picking the ball up, returning at a rather dignified pace over the top of the stumps to knock, and allowing the batsman to go through for two runs with the greatest degree of comfort, taking Row now to 295, within therefore one stroke of his 300. And there are four or five West Indians at least to whom that would never have been two runs. Now here comes Greg, right arm over the wicket, bowling to row, 295 not out. He goes onto the back foot, a ball which turns, and he plays it down to Willis at mid-off, slightly hurried there, and there was no run. Inexorable progress here by Lawrence Rowe. 541 for six, the West Indies total. And we mustn't forget that that is what matters most as Rowe proceeds perhaps to yet another landmark in this amazing innings of his. 295 not out. And Greg coming in. And bowls to Rowe, who on drive, this is a fine-looking stroke, but there's a man down on the deep wicket, mid-wicket boundary. They've gone through for one, and they'll be content with that. As Rowe comes in from Jeff Arnold, running off that mid-wicket boundary. That's the end of Greg's over. And the clamour of noise begins. As Rowe, on 297... faces up, about to make another piece of personal history and cricket history. Willis bowls to him. He drives beautifully through the covers, and there it is. A superb shot with which to reach his 300, and inevitably, I'm afraid, on come the spectators, who are being kept off the wicket vigorously by the players and the umpires who are standing there. The police have come out, although not many of them. There are a few people out there waving their batons to try and persuade the men to go off. Now I'm trying to look for Lawrence Rowe, and there he is, quietly standing there, this little immaculate man in his maroon cap at a jaunty jockey's angle. He looks as though he has just come into bat, Rowe. He looks as though he's been out there 10 minutes. There's not a bead of perspiration apparent on his brow. His gear is absolutely immaculate, white and clean, and you get the impression that he could make 1,000 runs and still look as though he'd just come into bat. But as it is, there now a policeman shaking him by the hand, and that's rather nice, and giving him a pat on the back. Well, that's the privilege of the law. What we common citizens aren't allowed to do, they are. And he looks very pleased with himself too. So, a historic inning, 301 not out, Lawrence Rowe, out of 548 for six. And what a fantastic triumph for a man who had never got 100 outside his home ground before. Now, Willis bowls it, and he's hit on the pad here as he tries to turn the ball out on the onside, beaten for pace, the ball running down on the offside, and it'll be a leg by, or did he get a touch on it? No, he got a touch on it, in fact. It must have been on to bat and pad. So Rowe goes to 302, 549 to 6. And the bare details of this epoch-making innings, as it were, 300 arrived at in 603 minutes, 36 fours and a 6, from 514 balls. See it? And does a Gary Player-style gesture of triumph, putting his fist in the air to the crowd in the stand over there. I forget which stand that is. Stand C it is, where the crowd is standing, as indeed the whole ground will now be standing, the whole England field clapping. The end of an unforgettable inning. 302, Lawrence Rowe has arrived with a bang as one of the great players of modern test cricket. I don't think there's much doubt about that. And Jeff Boycott, a phenomenal scorer himself for England, shaking him by the hand, as Rowe slowly, like a returning gladiator, goes into the shadow of the pavilion. An unforgettable innings, and one which has adorned this match, whatever the result of it. 551 for six, then, is the latest score here at Kensington Oval.